Now, here's a basic math problem to test your mental agility.
4 squared plus 4, cut in half, square that number, plus 1, cut that in half, minus 1, cut that in half, square it, plus 4, cut it in half, plus 1, divided by 3.
If you got 7, congratulations. You might be able to keep up with a 5th grade class at Riverside Elementary in Brainerd, Minnesota. Most adults can only hang on for dear life. But with daily practice and a little enthusiasm, Dan Bizdock's 10-year-olds learn to track him every step of the way. What's more, these children in central Minnesota can't fathom how legions of students before and after could ever claim to hate math class. From Minnesota Public Radio, Jeff Horwich reports.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and the fifth graders are silent. That seems like a small miracle in itself to anyone familiar with fifth graders. They're waiting for their teacher, Dan Bizdock, Mr. B, perched on a stool at the front of the room. No pencils, no paper, no calculators. There's no time for that.
22 minus 2 divided by 2 plus 2 divided by 2. Square that number minus 1. Answer.
35.
Good. 35. They're doing as good as ever. 44 minus 4 divided by 4 plus 4 divided by 2 plus 2. Find the square root plus 1. Square it.
The mental math drills are a daily ritual for 10 minutes at the beginning of math period. The school year is still young. These kids have been at it for less than 2 months, but they're good enough already to make you wonder who's slipping them the answers. Parents are amazed. Fellow teachers are amazed. Bizdock himself has been doing this for 5 years, and he's still amazed.
In my opinion, young kids have the sponges. Their minds are sponges, and they're so open to learning, and they do things that I can't do. You know, by the time the year is over, the stuff that I give them mentally, I don't have a clue on if somebody were to do it back to me.
Every week, a little faster, a little harder. By the end of the year, kids will be correcting him. There are no gimmicks, just practice.
They actually ask for it, even at noontime. They want me to do some before we go to lunch. So it's kind of a nice thing. That's the beauty of it. It's not so much that we're getting better at math. They want math. Like yesterday, I skipped it because we had to get a test taken care of or something. I can't remember. They were kind of upset with me that we didn't take our 10 minutes to do the mental math.
They say it's better than reading and social studies. That raises the obvious question. Is it better than recess?
I like them both.
Yeah, me too.
These fifth graders prepare for mental math like they're heading into a track meet. They say they need a good night's sleep and a good breakfast beforehand. Taylor Satry says friends can tell she's ready when she's jumping up and down.
My mom makes me practice 20 minutes before I go to bed so I can get it. I call my cousin on the phone. He's like a math freak. And he like tells me, he like gives me problems like way faster, and so I can get better when I do it in my classroom.
For Bizdock, the drills are not about teaching kids a new parlor trick. He's managed to convince everyone in the room that math can be fun. Michael Monda looks at things the way Mr. B would want him to, as a competition against himself.
How'd you do today?
I did okay. Okay.
Still, every now and then, a legend is born.
There's a kid named Rob Weiss last year. He was the fastest kid in the class last year, and Mr. B did like a turbo time that was 5 minutes long, and like the answer was 36. And right when he said the answer is, Rob's hand just shot right up. It's cool.
For a fifth grade teacher, that just may be the ultimate compliment. Math is cool. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Horwich in Brainerd, Minnesota.